Heather, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. This is Lupe
Hi.
speaking on a recorded line.
Yes, this is Ariel with the Legal
Hi,
Intake
Ariel.
Center, and I have a potential new hair relaxer claimant on the line, Miss Lakita Johnson. Can you assist her?
Yes, I can. Can I please get the spelling of the first and last name, please?
Sure, it's going to be L as in love, A as in apple, K as in Kimberly, E as in Edgar, I as in igloo, T as in Tom, A as in apple.
Gotcha. And then
and last name Johnson, J-O-H-N as in Nancy, S-O-N as in Nancy.
Got you. Lakita Johnson. Thank you so much, Ariel. You can transfer
Thank
over.
Thank you. All right, Miss Johnson, I wish you the best of luck, and you guys both have a great rest of your day.
Oh, you too.
Thank you. You did the same.
Thank you.
Hi, Lakita. My name is Lupe.
Once
again, I'm speaking on a recorded line. I'm assuming you would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And then did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim already?
No, I have not.
Okay. And then this question is kind of similar to what I just said, but are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or most importantly, haven't signed any documents with any other law firm?
I have not.
You have not? Okay. So you are willing to affirm?
No.
Okay. And then have you used any hair straightening chemical or relaxers within the last 20 years?
I have.
You have? All right. And then
yes, I have.
Okay. No worries. And then were you diagnosed with the cancer after using the hair relaxer?
Yes.
And then what would that be, if you don't mind me asking?
That was roughly September of 2015.
Alrighty. And then what were you diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer.
Oh, I'm really sorry to hear that. Okay, so I got here ovarian cancer. And then by any chance, if you don't know this, it's totally okay. But do you know the ovarian cancer subtype?
I just...
If you know it,
totally it was stage one.
Stage one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no worries. And then I'm assuming you are filing this claim for yourself. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you so much. All right, and then it's asking here for the diagnosing year, but you already gave me that. It's September of 2015. But by any chance, do you remember the exact day?
That's when I started using the relaxer.
Oh, okay. I see.
I was diagnosed July of 2023.
So July of 2023. Okay, I'm sorry about that. So, yeah. Yeah, no worries. Okay. I got July of 2023 is when you were diagnosed. Okay, let me just fix that here real quick.
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming that. So I got 7. And then do you remember what day in July you were diagnosed in 2023? Like, you know, was it the middle of the month?
The second.
The second.
No, it was the second. I remember that day clear.
Aw, yeah. Okay, thank you so much for confirming that. And then, do you remember the diagnosing doctor's name?
Dr. Jerry Frost.
Dr. Jerry.
Jerry Frost, she was a gynecologist.
Frost? Jerry and then Frost.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
And then
yes.
What hospital was the, you know, were you diagnosed in? What is the hospital of the doctor?
It was St. Anthony? Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for that. And then what state was that in?
Oklahoma City.
Thank you so much. I think I found her. It's a J-E-R-E-E Frost. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Thank you so
yes,
much
correct.
For confirming that. I'm just going to put that in here for you. Here's the problem. Here's why. All right. And then I got an address here for her. I just want to confirm with you if it's the same one you have. It's 3400 South
Formerly.
Douglas Boulevard. Is that her office or is that the hospital?
No, the name of the hospital is on Lee Avenue.
Clicked on her name. I'm just gonna see her. Cause I see both. You said Saint Anthony though. Let's see here. Let me just put down Saint Anthony and see what comes up. So Saint Anthony, I found it here.
On Lee
Yes.
Avenue.
Oh, found it here. Yeah, 1000 North Lee Avenue, Oklahoma City. Got you. So thank you
Yes.
so much, ma'am. Let's see here. Address, gonna put that down here. The address. I got a phone number here as well as 405-272-7000. Is that correct?
Sounds
Thank you.
right.
Sounds right? Okay, thank you so much. I'm just getting that from Google. Alrighty. So you were diagnosed in July and then Oklahoma. All right, bear with me here. Oklahoma. Which is 18 months from now. So 1, 2, 3, 4, July. Okay, just wanted to see if you were qualified for the statute of limitation, but we're good on that. Sorry about that. All right, so the next question here, it's asking, did you use the hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer? Basically, before being diagnosed with cancer, did you use the any hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. And then it's asking here, on average, how many times per year did you use a hair relaxer before being diagnosed? And you said you started in September 2015, is that correct?
Yes.
And then what would be the year that you stopped using the hair relaxer?
I stopped in July 2023.
July of 2023. Okay, so it looks like 8 years. How on average, so you would say like you would use it like 8 times per year consistently, like on average, because it's asking here on average how many
Between
times per
eight
year?
to nine.
Eight to
Between
nine
eight
per
to
year.
nine.
Okay, thank you so much. So I'm gonna put 8. Because you used it for 8 years, it looks like, but it's asking every year on a, okay, so 8 times. I got you. Thank you so much for confirming that. Alrighty. And then it's asking here, are you a resident of the United States?
I am.
You are? Okay. And then it's asking here for your date of birth. Can I get your date of birth?
1/14/74.
Got you. Thank you so much for that. 1/14/1974. And then, were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
No? All right, thank you for confirming. And then this is just a referral question. Do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that you may know of that may have used the hair relaxer as well and may have been affected as well?
Not to my knowledge.
No worries. So not to your knowledge? Okay. Alrighty. All right, and then it's saying here, what state did you use the hair relaxer? That'd be Oklahoma?
I was here in
Yeah? Okay, thank you for that. And then you already answered this question, so I'll fill this in for you. It's asking for the start and stop year, but you already gave me that. I'm just gonna reconfirm with you. September of 2015 is when you first started using it. And then you stopped using it in July of 2023. So I'm gonna put that down in here for
Correct.
you. Thank you for that. So I got 7, 1, 2, 3. Alrighty. And then it's saying here, how often did you use or apply these products? Was this like weekly, monthly, 4 times per year?
No, I would do like a touch up probably once every once a month. I was
Once a
doing the
month?
relaxer.
Okay, so this was like a monthly thing. Okay. Thank you for confirming that. I'm just gonna
Now,
put.
sometimes you might go a month or a few weeks without doing it,
I
but
see.
I was pretty, consistent going into the office. You want to have
I
your hair
see.
done.
No, yeah, that makes total sense. I see. So it's for sure more than 4 times per year though, correct?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to confirm that with you. And then okay, so it's asking you how many consecutive years have you used the hair relaxer? And so you started in 2015, 2023, it would be 8 years. So it's just asking you how many consecutive years were you using them, like for consecutively 8 years?
I would say yes.
You would say yes? Okay.
Yes.
And then it's asking here, did you receive hair relaxer treatment in a salon, home, or both?
Both.
Both. Okay, I see. I'm gonna put down here both. It's asking here if a chemical if the chemical hair straightening process was done at home, where did you purchase the product from?
Walmart.
Walmart. Okay. Just gonna put that in Walmart. If the process was done professionally, please provide the salon name, address, and phone number. And I can help you out with that if you remember the salon name you went to.
I don't even think,
You can't
honestly,
recall?
she's doing hair anymore.
No worries. Do
And
you
she was
ever?
an older lady, and so I didn't, I know it was somewhere over off of 23rd, but I really can't give you because it's been so long ago. So now, being dealing with the cancer and all of
Yeah.
that,
No, yeah,
I
that.
don't go anymore. I just do it myself because, when you lose your hair, it's kind of embarrassing, should I say?
I see. Yeah, so you. Okay.
So I just don't go to anyone. But that particular lady, like I said, she was an older lady. I just remember it being on 23rd, and I don't think she's even doing hair anymore
Anymore.
because that building is, I mean, it's there, but there's no one in there. I believe it's another type of business.
Okay. Do you want me to just put down a doesn't recall the salon name? Or
That'll be fine.
that would be fine? All right. Bear with me. Give me one quick second. I'm gonna put you on a hold for like 30 seconds. Bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for that. All right, thank you for that. All right. And then next question. Do you currently use any hair relaxer products?
No, not
Yeah.
anymore.
I kind of knew the answer to that. I just had to ask 'cause I do have your stop and your start year. But thank you for that. And then it's asking you, do you have any receipts or empty bottles?
Oh, from that, no.
No? No worries.
From back
Are you
then, no.
No worries. It's not really required, but do you want me to put no or unsure? So like you're like unsure, but you may have some.
No, I know for sure I
You know
don't
for
have
sure?
any.
No worries. I'll put no. And then it's here, it's asking which brand name products have you used? And I can name here a few. It's list is here. It's Dark and Lovely, Motions, or
I use Dark and Lovely and Just For Me. Those are the only two that I use.
okay, and then which one would you say you used the most? It's only letting me, I'm not sure why, but it's only letting me press one. It's Just For Me or Dark and Lovely. Which one would you say you used the most?
Probably the just for me.
Okay. What time frames? Okay, it's you know what? This is what we'll do. It says here, what time frames did you use each product? I can put down here both of them actually. So I'll put down here dark and lovely. Lovely. For that. All right, and the next question here, did your cancer diagnosis happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year? I know this question may be a little confusing, but you first started in 2015. You were using these every year for like more than 4 times per year. So your diagnosis did
Correct.
happen 2 or more years after you first started using it, correct?
It did.
It did? Okay,
It
thank you
was
for
more than
confirming.
2 years.
More than 2 years. Okay, I see. Thank you for that. And then next question here. What type of treatment did you receive? Did you receive like any chemotherapy, any like pain medication?
I did chemo, and then they did give me pain meds,
I got you.
which was oxycodone.
Oh, you remember the name as well. So for the chemotherapy, how many cycles did you do? 6 cycles? Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to confirm. And then pain medication. Oxycodone. All right, and then it's saying here a treatment date. Did the treatment happen like a few days after you were diagnosed? Like that same July?
I think it may have been like the following month.
The following month. Okay.
I believe so.
Okay, so you would say like August?
It could have been like the end of July. I don't
Okay.
have my date
No, you're fine. It should
quite the same, but.
it could just be an estimation since the attorneys will pull up your medical records. So to the best of your knowledge, what would you want me to put down? Like the ending of July or the beginning of August? What sounds like?
You could put the end of July.
Okay. So like the 31st of July of 2023.
That could be fine.
That could be fine. Okay.
That would be fine.
Thank you so much for confirming that. And then, was the treating doctor the same doctor that diagnosed you, the doctor you mentioned earlier in the beginning of the call?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for that. I'm just going to copy and paste that for you, okay? Bear with me here. Thank you for that. Treating doctor. Got Jerry Frost. We got the address, which is 1000 North Lee Avenue. All right. The phone number I got here, 405-272. All right, just put that down there. And then just for the recorded call, can I get your gender?
Female.
Thank you so much. I knew that, but I'd ask for the recorded call.
No, sir.
And then alrighty. Can I get your height and weight at the time of your diagnosis? It's just an estimation maybe on the weight because I know it's kind of hard to recall. Can I just get your height real quick?
My height is 5'5".
5'5". And then what would be your weight at the time of your diagnosis?
Oh,
I know that's kind of a tough question.
I don't remember because my weight fluctuates.
Okay. I'm gonna just put doesn't recall. No worries. Doesn't recall. And then I already confirmed this. I'm just gonna reconfirm it. Your first name I got here as capital L, A K E I T-A. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you so much. And then I got your last name as Johnson. I'm just gonna reconfirm the spelling of it. Johnson. Son. Is that correct?
Correct.
Thank you so much for that. And then there's no suffix in your name, correct? Like any junior, senior, second. All right, thank you. All righty. And then in order for the attorneys to pull your medical records in, can you please provide me with your social security number?
Do I have to give my full social?
It's totally up to you. If you don't really feel safe giving your full social, you can always provide me with the last four.
6150.
6150, is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much. 6150. All right, and I already got here an email on file. I'm just gonna repeat it. Let me know if it's correct. LAKEITA dot Johnson at yahoo.com. So basically your first name dot your last name at yahoo.com.
Correct.
Thank you so much. And then I got here your primary phone number as 816-598-5691. Is that correct?
Yes.
Thank you so much for confirming your phone number. And then is this your mobile phone number?
It is.
It is? Okay. And then when the attorneys reach out to you in a couple of days after you sign the documents I send over, what would be the best contact preference for you? Phone, text, or email? It only lets me choose one.
Email.
Email? Okay. And then what's the best time of day for them to email you so that, you could be expecting an email, like morning, afternoon, or evening?
Morning.
Morning? Okay. And then can I get your primary contact address?
4400 Blossom Field, BLOSSOM Field, FIELD Avenue, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73179.
So I got 44100 or 4400.
No,
Oh, I got you.
4400.
I got you. So you said Blossom,
Field.
BLOSSOM, and then Field,
Field.
FL,
FIELD.
FI, ELD.
FIELD.
Oh, no, I got that. I'm just trying to look it here because I spelled it out. Okay, all right. Field Lane. Okay.
No, Avenue.
Field Avenue.
It's
See. Let me look it up on Google because when I put it on here, it's not coming up. I'm not sure why. Let's see here.
It's a no subdivision.
So I got okay. So
Because sometimes it'll take it like in two words, sometimes it'll take it both words have to be together. And I don't know if it's because it's a new subdivision or what.
Oh, I okay. I see it on Google. I see what you mean. I totally get what you mean now. Like the Blossom Field, they're connected together. Spelled together. Avenue. Yep, it comes up when you put it together. I see what you meant. Canadian county, correct? So I'm gonna repeat this for you.
Yes.
Got you. Just gonna put the state here, Oklahoma. It didn't populate here. Thank you with me. Bear with me. Okay. So is this a house and or I mean, yeah, is this a house or an
A house.
apartment? Okay, so no apartment
A
or unit
house.
number, correct?
No.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. I'm just gonna repeat this here for you. It's 4400 Blossom Field Avenue, Oklahoma City, Canadian County, Oklahoma, 73179.
Correct.
Thank you so much for that. And then, do you have a copy of the medical records, or do you have a copy, or would you have to request them?
Not on me. I would, I mean, I could get them, but I don't have it. I mean, I'm sure I do. I just don't know where. But if I
I
look, I'm
get you.
sure I could find it. You
But
know
you,
how after so many years, you just
yeah, that.
don't keep stuff like right there.
No, I totally understand. But you do know the medical records exist, correct? That's all I need to
Yeah, I
confirm.
do. I
Okay,
do.
yeah, no worries. And then if you were to obtain the medical records, would you be able to provide them electronically, both, or mail?
She'd be able to do them both.
Both? Okay, no worries. And
I
then,
should be able to.
okay, yeah, thank you for confirming that. And then, would you like to provide a emergency contact in case the attorneys won't be able to get a hold of you?
Let's see.
And if you are, do they live with you or don't live with you if you're gonna move?
No,
They
no.
don't? Okay. All right, whenever you're ready.
Let me see, because
Take your
I don't
time.
really deal with too many.
No, you're fine. Take your time. And it's totally up to you if you would like to provide one, okay?
No, I mean,
I make you
'cause
feel like
they could
you're
get in
obligated.
contact with me. Yeah, I don't really tell too many people my personal business or what I'm going through.
I get you.
Either they could, if they can't reach me by email, they can reach me by phone.
Phone.
So either way,
Okay.
I am reachable.
Okay, I'm gonna put that on the additional notes. But I do want to let you know if the attorneys will not contact the emergency contact unless they're not able to get a hold of you for a numerous amount of times that they try to reach out to you. But like I said, I don't want to make you feel like you're obligated to provide me with an emergency contact. It's totally up to you, okay? So would you like to provide an emergency contact or no?
I can.
You
I
can? Okay.
can. Bear
All right.
with me. God, I don't know everyone's
No,
number. I mean, I don't deal with too many, but with the phones,
Yeah.
you know how you
I'm the
have
same
people's
way.
numbers stored.
Me too. Yep, me too. I'm the same way. I'm gonna put here on the notes while you
Shelly.
do that. All right, Shelly. It's
Okay.
S H
Shelley.
I got S, I mean Shelly, Shelly. And then what's her last name initial? I could just put the initial of her last name.
D.
D? Okay.
D is in David.
D as in David, okay. And then can you provide me her phone number?
It is 816-986-0848.
I got 816-986
Nine eight, zero
zero
eight four eight.
48. Okay, I was missing that last digit. Okay, so I got 816-986-0848.
Correct.
Thank you so much. And then the emergency relationship. So what's the relationship to you,
A
the Shelby?
friend.
Friend? Okay. I put down friend, and then I'm gonna put down an additional notes. If the attorneys aren't able to get a hold of you, they can call you as well. So if
I'm sorry, I'm
response.
typing in the back. I'm at work.
No, you're fine. I'm sorry. I'm gonna try to speed this up for you. If no response on email. Alrighty. And yeah, everything's looking good here. I'm just gonna put you on a 30-second hold. Just go over the documents, make sure I didn't miss anything, any fields or anything like that before I send this over, okay? Shouldn't take too long. You did great, okay?
That's fine. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you so much. Bear with me. Alrighty, everything looks great. How do you want me to send you the document link? Through text or through email or both? What's the best way for you to receive it?
Email would be fine.
Email? Okay, so just email, right? Not both? Okay, got you.
Well, either one is fine, but I mean, whichever one I can do.
Okay, I'll do both to see if you receive it on your end. I'm just clicking submit on my end, spinning. Thank you so much for being patient.
No, dear, you're fine.
Alrighty, it just says the intake was sent over to you successfully. Just let me know if you receive it.
Is this Guadalupe?
Yeah, Guadalupe at Mastorts.
Okay, I have it.
Oh, perfect. And then do you have time right now to review it over, or would you want to do it on your own time?
I can. I just pushed pause on my system.
Okay, thank you so much. And I'll be here on the other line if you have any questions or if you need any help on the DocuSign. So I'll put myself on hold on my end, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you so much. And take your time. I don't want you to feel like you're in a rush. All right, and then while you're doing that, I'll make sure to send you a text with all the attorney information, okay? So I'm gonna be texting you on my direct line. So if you have any other questions, you can feel free to text me or call me on my direct number, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just gonna do that while you do that. Take your time. I didn't mean to rush you, sorry.
No, do I, after I sign them, is there anything else you need from me?
From you, no. I'm just gonna text you that attorney information, and then the attorneys will reach out to you in a couple of days to let you know the next steps. And that's basically it on my end. But yeah, it so you don't need any help, right? On the documents, everything's looking
No,
oh, okay.
No,
No worries.
I'm just trying to read it, but I didn't want to hold you up from it. But no, I don't have any questions. I'm still just reading it.
Okay, yeah. Okay. So I'll text you on my direct line, and if you have any other questions on the documents, please feel free to call me or text me, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you so
All right.
much.
You're welcome. Have a blessed day, Ms. Johnson. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye bye.